The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hide the kids and the easily offended. This is the Nate Darling Show, uncensored.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Ah, yes, a great way to start your Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever day you're listening. It's all good. Welcome into the Nate Darling Show. Thank you again, Larry Mead, for joining us. Larry Glover Mead.
Thank you.
LGM.
LGM?
Fuck yeah. Oh, I said it.
Yeah, you did. It's all good.
Show that you can say it all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel so free.
You know, here's the thing, though.
That?
It was a hat washing container that Leslie owns. Yeah. It just fell off. Not a big deal. Nothing major. Nothing major at all.
Not major.
Mm-mm. Coming up on the show today, Robert De Niro has some thoughts on Donald Trump.
Mm.
It's true. Plus, what happens in small town news involves ribs, Bible camp, and constant change.
I saw a porn like that one.
Right? Plus, we have statistical proof that millennials are weak.
What?
Yes. It's scientifically proven now, Jason. Millennials are weak.
Weak is a trigger word, so I'd appreciate if you didn't use that.
Yeah, trigger.
Trigger warning.
Mm-hmm. Trigger.
Yes, indeedly. Indeedly doodly.
Can you imagine doing an improv show at a college now?
No.
You'd have to give like 18,000 minutes of trigger warnings. We might touch upon the following topics.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You could give the audience a trigger warning paddle, and when they hold it up, the scene stops.
I have a show that I want to do called Trigger, but I can't be in it because I'm a white guy. It's cisgender, you know, heterosexual. But I would love to create that improv group called Trigger.
I was going to say, I like Trigger Warning, the name of an improv group.
Yeah, I do too. Much better. Yeah, so we got all that. But before we go any further, let's start with this.
Okay. Now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
Jason, you've been chomping at the bit. By the way, Larry, I know you probably haven't listened in a while. On Monday, we do the airing of the grievances.
I love this.
What's been pissing you off?
Oh, it's like Festivus year-round.
Exactly. So, Jason, you've been chomping at the bit. What's been pissing you off?
Oh, my God. All my fucking stupid friends that have no real fucking problems that complain about the fucking brew bike. Fuck all of you and complain about something that really fucking matters. The brew bike fucking argument and issue with that is not that big of a fucking deal, and it created some jobs for some people that didn't have a job or allowed them to have another job. And there's other things that are more important to fucking talk about. Like, it's the most fucking trite thing in the fucking world. If you're complaining about it and you're fucking because it goes to your favorite fucking bar, maybe you have a fucking drinking problem. You know, maybe you should go somewhere else. Fuck all of you and your brew bike fucking conversations and about how it's so fucking bad for Midtown. What the fuck, man? Like, Jesus Christ is getting foot traffic. Fuck all y'all. Like, I remember you guys all complaining about fucking Second Saturday, too. And you guys all, you know what? You don't want anybody to come to fucking Midtown? You don't want anybody to, you know what happens then? No fucking businesses. No fucking shops. None of the fucking shit that you do like that's fucking there. So fuck all y'all.
Why are you staring at me so intently?
I'm not just your line of sight.
I might be president of Citizens Against Brew Bikes. That doesn't, it's not true.
Here's the funny thing. I have had complaints about all of those things, and they were legit. Jason is being overly dramatic now.
I don't know if he is.
Well, I think he is, because the idea that there would be no businesses if not for Second Saturday is a little over the top.
No, I realize that I'm over the top with
over
this,
the top.
But at the same time, I'm just tired of fucking people complaining about something that's so, like, okay, I get it. You don't like the brew bike, but. Oh, well, like
I love the idea of the brew bike. I hate the people on the brew bike because they come in. They are like, you know what they're like? They're like a bachelorette party with no purpose. They're just wandering into places going, woo, wearing penis necklaces and just being like, yeah, this place is great. What are you going to have? I want to have this. How about having a nice tall cup? Shut the fuck up.
I normally go into bars with dick necklaces and yell, hi! So,
because that's what they are. They are the brew bike, unless you're at the first one they go to, the brew bike is a bachelorette party with no purpose.
True.
And there's,
they had brew bikes at the fair this year.
I know. It was a huge thing. It was funny. In one of the murals, like in the county thing for Sacramento County, the brew bike was one of the things on there. I'm like, really? Really?
You didn't get it. It's fun.
I didn't care. I wasn't upset, but I was like, this has been a county since 1849.
That's what they did in olden times.
In olden times.
They had those really big wheel bikes.
Yep.
They're all together.
Yep.
I agree with you. I especially get annoyed when it's like bartenders or people who work at bars who get angry. I'm like, they are spending money at your bar.
But are they tipping? That's my question.
Oh,
we tip the brew bike guy.
My guess is drunk Roseville women are way more likely to tip you than some cheap Midtown dude.
It's true.
Yeah. I mean,
it's very true. Actually, I had sort of an idea off of that. It's the Pokemon Go bike.
Oh, all right.
Where you just pedal around in a group and catch Pokemon.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the brew bike for Christmas because they do a Christmas light store.
Oh.
But it booked within an hour.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of places to drink in East Sac.
There is, actually.
Are there now?
They go to SoCal Tavern, and you drink fun drinks at all.
Oh, yeah. Fancy.
So it's not so much get waste. I mean, I'm sure Becky from Roseville does. With the good hair.
Kareem, anything been pissing you off this week?
My Republican friends.
Oh.
And it's because they don't take responsibility for shit.
Mm-hmm.
So these motherfuckers will see a Republican senator or whatever who got busted for something, like, oh, they need to go, all need to go to fucking jail. It was like, didn't you vote for these motherfuckers? Well, I didn't vote for that specific person. Like, no, you voted for the party, so you are partly responsible for the bullshit. So I am disappointed with them because they take no responsibility for the people that they vote in and the shit that they do. Like, they forgot the whole 8 Bush years. Like, they didn't happen, and that the Republicans weren't responsible for all the shit that happened during that time.
Nothing happened then.
Yeah.
nothing happened.
Yeah, it was like, I'm like, where the, get your head out your fucking ass.
All I know is Bill Clinton killed David Koresh, and then President Obama created ISIS. I don't know what happened
He's
in between.
He's a Muslim.
I don't know what happened in between. Yeah. But Bill Clinton blew up Waco, and then Obama...
He crashed the internet, too.
Obama started ISIS, and that was it.
Yeah. Get your heads out your asses and stop voting against your own interests.
If you ever want to read a fun conspiracy theory, there are people who insist that Obama's gay and visited bathhouses in Chicago, and they detail it obnoxiously online.
They just want to write about gay bathhouses.
Him and Ron Emanuel were butt buddies. They actually used the word butt buddies.
Oh my
which,
God.
By the name is my name, I want to start an all-gay improv group called Butt Buddies.
Can you just be curious?
Yes.
Okay.
But you have to rotate, and you can't do more than 2 shows.
And the thing is that they don't think that they can be fucking outsmarted. So they believe all the shit that, like the one guy, Republican person who said, they have been got. And they don't even understand it. They've been got. Like, they've been told you can't get your information from anywhere but Fox News or some right-wing blog. And they're not realizing that there's a whole bunch of shit that's going on there. That everything that they've been being fed is lies.
Well, was it Glenn Beck that's been like talking about I won't get it, but like he is like starting to turn the corner and sounding like somewhat sane for
you should hear him talk about Black Lives Matter. I mean this in complete sincerity.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
he actually speaks so well on it that I think he could actually. I know this is frightening for me to say out loud. I think he might be the best chance for a lot of people in America to understand about race issues because I think he says it in a way that's very accessible to people who most maybe hear it.
And the other thing, since you brought that up, I wasn't going to do this time. And if you're white and you're complaining that the police kill white people too, or you're Asian and you say the police kill Asian people too,
and Native Americans,
or you're Native
please
American,
don't forget that.
Well, yeah, and saying that police kill them too, and you're not doing anything about any of that, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
I'm just going to
suck a donkey's dick.
Can I just say right now, I don't want the police killing anybody who doesn't deserve it. I don't care what
you're
color
very,
you are.
Way to take a bold stance.
I know. Let me just say that.
I'm going
to
nominate you for a humanitarian award this year.
And I'm okay with you saying that, but don't say that shit and then say black people shouldn't be standing up for Black Lives Matter when you won't stand up for shit unless you won't even stand up for it. If it happens to you or somebody that you know, you'll just be like, oh, well, they shouldn't have been there. Or you might file a complaint against the police, and that's all the fuck you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. I got things to do, Kareem. Come on.
Exactly. So that is my two rants for today.
I don't see color, so I really don't have any rants.
Nothing?
No, my God. Are you kidding me? So many rants.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Let's
I'm
hear it.
I'm so an angry old man.
Are you backed up right now?
What am I not angry at? I'm angry at Twitter.
Okay.
All right.
Here is why I'm angry. Twitter, I think, was not designed to help people communicate in 140 characters. It was designed by the media because it's really easy to put one tweet on a screen and say there's national outrage at whatever situation. Because you could literally post a picture of a bucket, a red bucket, and somehow someone would be outraged by it and they would tweet about it. And NBC would be like, well, you know, social media is up in arms about the red bucket. It just drives me shit. It drives me batshit crazy. People are outraged all the time. The second thing that is driving me, well, God, I don't I feel like I'm on a slippery slope. I'm just going to become very...
Do it.
Get it out, man.
Other things I'm mad about. I'm really mad at NBC a little bit about their D-gain, the Olympics. It drives me batshit crazy that they never acknowledge athletes who are in same-sex relationships. It drives me batshit crazy. They finally are. I'm more annoyed, however, putting my gay card aside, the fact that they tape delay things and make you wait until 11:45 to see Simone Biles perform on the balance beam. That's a violation of my human rights.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also very outraged at the IOC denying that Ryan Lochte was held up by a gun and denied it. And then he was like, no, it happened. And they're like, oh, well, we didn't think that was going to happen.
The second best American male swimmer in the Rio Olympics was held up at gunpoint.
The gun was cocked.
Yes, at his head.
Yeah.
And no, nothing happened here. Don't look here.
Or how they're glossing over. So I was supposed to go to Rio and I didn't, which makes me sad. But my friends that are there and they're like, it's really like, it's fine, but it's so fucked up. No one knows where to go. Security's a mess. There's no signage. But I feel like there's this whole thing that NBC can't talk bad about what's really happening, because if they do, they won't get it the next time. And it just is, they're glossing over a lot.
Yeah.
But building up to it is like, oh, it won't be ready. Then it's like, oh, it's perfect.
Right. It's as ready as the arena.
They didn't know why the pool was green.
Well, it was blue one day, and then it was green.
And then my favorite was they interviewed a diver from Mexico, because, you know, Mexico is known as the authority of clean water.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, the diver said, well, it doesn't hurt my skin, and it doesn't feel weird, so I'm going to continue diving because I need to practice.
Sure.
What?
My favorite was someone said basically the whole building smelled like farts.
Yes.
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 Welcome to the Rio Olympics. It smells like farts.
Yes.
I hate the fact that, like, I wasn't even, like, I liked the Olympics, but, like, I was, like, not even looking forward to them before because I'd heard so much bad shit about what's going on. Like, so, like, I wasn't even excited. So, like, when I was like, oh, they've already started. Oh, I need to be watching this every night. And, yeah, they do gloss over. Like, it could be a chance to really talk about shit. Yeah.
Which I love the Olympics, but there's so many fucked up problems with that about how, like, they just imprisoned people, or Salt Lake moved all the homeless people out, or
yeah,
all kinds of things. But I really do enjoy Olympics. I do not enjoy, final rant, that men's gymnastics is an embarrassment to our country.
Yeah, this year they were, weren't they?
Compared to the women?
Well, the women are top-notch. Best in the world.
I mean, clearly.
My my lesbian mom is a health inspector in whose pools are her thing.
Ooh.
And so she, like, hated that.
It was disgusting.
What was her theory on why the pool turned green?
Let me see. I was trying to see if she... She said it's an indication of little to no sanitizer in the water for that kind of algae bloom. At least that's my best guess without being there, which means if bacteria or parasites is introduced into the water and a healthy diver ingest, or in some cases just comes into contact, they could get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Some incubation periods are a few days. Time will tell.
Good times. Good times at the Olympics. By the way, I'm angry that this exists.
This September, meet the future Mr. and Mrs. Kardashian.
I fell in love with you because I know how good you are and how loyal you are.
Are you still texting bitches? Yes or no?
They're cute. They're complicated.
Bye.
And they're about to become family.
That Rob wants to be so public blows my mind.
Trying to get back out to life. It's a big change.
Are you ready to be a daddy?
That's what I always wanted.
Rob and Chyna, a new series coming Sundays this September, only on E!
Fuck you.
Oh my God.
You used to watch the Kardashians. You were responsible for that.
You know, I tapped out on the Kardashians weeks ago, Larry.
Yeah, but that was just weeks ago.
Vile creatures. No one should mention their names.
Are you still texting bitches? That's a third of the way into their teaser trailer. That's what's going to make people watch. Her yelling, are you still texting bitches?
I'm sure
bitches?
People will watch, which is sad.
I'm out. It makes me angry. And by the way, same company that is glossing over the bullshit at the Olympics. All the shit that's coming up in Rio, you know where it's popping up? Over on E! Over on E! This makes the Ryan Lochte reality show seem like high cinema.
I was going to say, this makes the, I don't know if you've seen the commercials, but Love at First Kiss.
Not.
Where literally the show's premise is they bring two people together, they walk forward and they kiss, and then they decide if they want to go on a date or not.
That sounds like an improv show that I would have done.
Yes, exactly. while drinking at 11:30 at night, not a 9 o'clock sitcom show on TLC. It makes the Kardashians make this show look like BBC high element programming.
Mm.
What the f? Oh, I can say what the fuck.
What you the
can.
Fuck?
You can. Meanwhile, in an episode of the Allegedly podcast, Farrah Abraham, Teen Mom, and Backdoor Teen Mom, stirred up some controversy.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Backdoor Mom.
Uh-huh.
Controversy when she revealed her feelings on dating black men. The whole discussion came up.
Yes, because our nation's waiting with bated breath about her feelings on dating black men.
Ms. Farrah, what do you have to say about dating black men?
I don't know why everybody has to date black guys, why it's not okay to be like, yeah, not really my thing. But, the co-host asked her if she would ever bang a lot of brothers. At first, she played coy, pretending not to understand the question, saying, brothers, what does that mean? Brothers, I have no brothers. I wouldn't engage in incest. Once the Teen Mom star finally understood the meaning, she responded with this. I'm not really into black guys. I think that's more of a Kardashian thing. God bless them. I think there's a lot of attractive black men.
She's talking about Kareem.
Mm.
Fucker.
Well, first of all, if it's okay, and it is, for the Kardashians to go, we prefer to date black men exclusively, why isn't it okay for her to say, black men aren't my thing?
I don't have a problem with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know who's upset? Perez Hilton.
Why is he upset?
I don't claim him as my own because he disgusts me.
He's awful.
Well, and this was all the crazy thing about this is it's all an advertisement for Annie's Millionaire Matchmaker. Because at the end of it, it's like FA pointed answer. It comes from the heels on a rejection of a black suitor on a recent episode of Millionaire Matchmaker. Like, if that's not a plug for that show right there, like.
Yeah, she's not into black guys. So what? If you brought
Kareem's feelings are hurt.
If you brought Kourtney Kardashian onto a Millionaire Matchmaker and brought out a nerdy white guy, she would be like, no, and everybody would move on with their day.
Is he rich?
Yeah. I didn't know I love nerdy white guys until I realized how much money they had.
Oh, I'm sorry. Courtney's the one who actually did date a white guy. I'm talking about Chloe. My bad.
Isn't O.J. Yeah. Simpson their dad, supposedly?
No. Allegedly Chloe's dad, but no, that did not happen.
At this point, if brothers wanted to date her, it's just because they want to fuck her.
Yeah.
Because he was a porn star.
Mm-hmm. Backdoor Teen Mom.
Yeah.
And I watched it. I'm not going to lie.
For educational purposes?
Oh, yeah, because I knew that I was going to be on a podcast one day, and I was going to talk about it. Yeah. Be able to tell
I've
you
never know. Seen it.
Honey, you should come in and look at this.
I don't know if I've ever seen straight people have anal sex.
Really?
You've never seen it? You know what? I have to search through it because I don't really care for watching it, to be honest with you.
I'm not a fan of it either.
Yeah, it's like, it kind of makes me like, it makes me feel uneasy. I don't like it. I don't know.
Watching just, heterosexuals have anal sex?
Yeah. It's like, why would you do that when the pussy's right there? I want to fuck the pussy. I want to see the pussy. You know what I mean?
I think it's his homophobia latently coming out.
No. He didn't say he's not. He's cool with watching gay guys fuck each other.
Oh, yeah. Because that's natural.
That's hot, clearly.
That's natural. I mean, it's supposed to happen. How else would it, you know? But I mean, like with a woman, there's a vagina there, dude. The vagina, like, and I've done it too. I've done it in the butt. I've done butt stuff.
I know word gets around this town. They didn't call you Bicarious Jason in 2007 for nothing.
Bicarious J.
Let me know when that is in the show. I may have to clip that out.
Possibly gay show, J. You know, possibly gay J.
I've done butt stuff. I'm not uptight. The fact that you refer to it as butt stuff just really means you weren't really into it.
Yeah, that's not my.
I've done butt stuff.
I thought all straight dudes that was like their ultimate thing.
No, I don't see. To me, no. if it's your thing and if you're a guy and that's your thing, I think you have a really small pecker, to be honest with you, because that's the only place you can feel some tightness.
No, it's because you're not supposed to. That's what it is.
Exactly.
It's because she always says no.
It's a small penis thing.
That's pretty much. I mean, you know, that's. Yeah,
do you like? Do you like butt sex? Do you like doing it in the butt?
Oh, I'm he does.
No, I mean, well,
I mean, if it's there,
I'm trying not to get in trouble now. But no, it's.
How would you get in trouble for saying if you like butt stuff or not?
Oh,
inappropriate comment.
We're not in Dubai.
No, I just haven't been able to pull it off because she'd be like, "Yeah, no, that's not working for me."
I had a girl that was like, "You haven't done that. I'm coming over tomorrow night with some lube." I'm like, "Whoa, you a pro?"
Exactly.
Are you sure it was a real woman?
She was.
Did you inspect everything?
Oh, I can show you some pics. I know. Yeah.
You mean born a woman?
Biologically,
not a real woman. Born a
Sorry.
Woman.
You're gonna get protest. You're gonna get angry tweets.
Listen, I understand. I Am Kate has been canceled, but that doesn't mean that we can go back to being transphobic.
Well, she also wanted it to end because she's going to speak at Trump events.
Well, it needed to end because all it was other transgendered women nagging her.
Yeah.
Goes, look, transgendered women are just like real women. They can nag you over and over and over again until you just can't take it anymore. That was what the show was.
That's hot.
Right?
You know some dude jumped off to it.
There's some guy that did not realize he was gay. Yeah. He was like, oh.
What?
Or he's like, oh, my God. That's how it happened. That's how it happened. He saw it, and he was so like, I can imagine that.
Hey!
That's what happened.
Who hasn't been there?
You've had a couple of beers. You know, you're sipping off the bottle of wine that you've had in the cupboard. You know, it might be kind of vinegary. You're like, yeah, I'm really sad. And watching I Am Kate.
That girl's pretty.
Yeah.
Different things float, different boats.
That's true. Meanwhile, gay man Michael Sam exploded on a guy outside of a West Hollywood club.
Oh, yeah. My.
I'm just reading. There was a confrontation. He says the guy gives our community a bad effing name and warned him that he was about to catch an ass whooping. Is that some sort of code?
Yes.
So let's take a listen to the audio from TMZ. Well, they were there. They're everywhere.
And Michael Sam's having an altercation. EJ just got in the SUV.
Yelling at someone.
Yes.
That's a bad date.
It is. The camera is down the block and shooting across the street, so you're getting a lot of car noise.
I'm ready to do it.
He's ready to do it.
Remember that. Remember that. People like you give out fucking shit and bad fucking names. Remember that, dude. You understand? Remember that.
So that one that goes on for a little bit. I like, in fact, the name of the bar. It's called Bootsy Bellows.
Homophobic.
That I like that I like Bootsy Bellows.
What's he doing now?
Just being gay in the club. I don't know. He's
escorting.
Yeah, could be. Who knows?
He's dating Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh no. No, I don't know about that.
It could happen.
Anything's possible. You can't tell someone who to love.
When do you think we'll have an out NFL player? Because there are currently gay NFL players.
Well, I mean, he was out. He just wasn't good enough to stick in the league, so to speak.
Ah.
Right?
I heard he's stuck in the
league. I mean, yeah. from what I've heard from players, there's always been players that they knew were gay.
There's players everyone knows are gay. They're just not out.
What do you mean by out?
Publicly. More so than just their tight inner circle.
Well,
so
that
to speak.
That is, for them, that might be out.
Out publicly where they feel comfortable saying, I'm gay, this is who I've lived with for the past 7 years.
Oh. Well, I mean, I guess that...
Because
my thing is, if they're out to the people that know them, then I think for them, that should be enough. Do you mean they have to be a spokesperson?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so come out in front of the media and say, yeah, I'm gay and I'm in the NFL. You know what? I think it's probably going to be the first time you'll see it will be somebody who is on their last season.
Exactly.
Somebody who's an established veteran who's going to come out. It'll be like their last season. They'll come out and say, I'm a gay man. What time is that? 27:10. And I've been living with my partner for 7 years, 10 years, whatever. And I'm tired of hiding it. It's who I am. And you guys have covered me as a football player for this long. And I just hope you'll continue to do that.
He's going to win the Super Bowl. And then he's going to have his husband there. He's going to kiss his husband. He's like, I'm going to gay Disneyland. He's going
to
kiss him.
I'm going to gay Disney.
With there. Tim Tebow. Wait, what?
I'm going to Folsom Street Fair.
Oh. There was a guy for the 49ers who everybody knew, but he ended up out of the league because he wasn't.
Russ Francis?
No.
Oh. Russ Francis?
This was like in the last 5 years.
Jesus. Talk about throwback. That guy was a tight end.
Kwame Harris.
Pun intended.
Kwame Harris, I think it was.
And he played in the WWF,
yes,
too.
Kwame
Harris was, yeah.
I want to know when more male figure skaters are coming out.
Oh, my God. That I'm waiting.
I didn't think you had. I thought you were. You already are.
Brian Botano refused to come out publicly for years. And then he did, and he was supposedly disappointed that he didn't get more coverage. I'm like, I don't think that's a story.
We all knew. It was like Lance Bass. People Magazine, I'm gay. And everyone went, yeah, we know. Yeah.
There's a GIF going around that everyone needs to see. Britney Spears is on some show, and Ryan Seacrest is there, and someone makes a joke about him being gay. Then someone's like, oh, he has a girlfriend. Britney's face is everyone's face finding out that Ryan Seacrest is in fact not gay, because she goes... It is pure magic.
I've heard Adam Carolla tell stories about being at parties with Seacrest and going, he's not gay, he hits on every chick in the room until he gets one to leave with him.
Marcus, I can see that. What?
I don't think Marcus had to hit on all of them. I think they just was like, okay.
Either way, so we have scientific proof now.
If you watch the OJ thing, that's why she got killed.
Oh, Marcus Allen.
Mark S. Allen of Sacramento.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Oh, no, but now I feel like I need to see it.
He looks like a middle-aged white woman.
He does. Well, This is a headline that came out this week. Millennial men lack the grip strength to protect our nation. It's true. Historically, American fathers dreamed their sons would grow up to be greater men than they were. That was before the dreaded millennial generation. Today, cold, hard science proves that the millennial male is weak and tepid creature with the handshake of a wilted lettuce leaf. A disgraceful new study finds that today's young men, weaned on a diet of PlayStation, who fancy themselves baseball experts by virtue of pushing buttons rather than ever wielding the mighty lumber on a dirt field, are unable to muster anything close to the grip strength of men 30 years ago. Specifically, the Washington Post reports, the average millennial male could produce a scant 98 pounds of grip strength versus 117 pounds of grip strength that their 1985 counterparts could produce. Understanding that that grip strength is the unsung hero of the functional strength chain, we are forced to conclude the average millennial male could not pull his way out of cotton candy straitjacket if his life depended on it.
I think they're overlooking something very important here.
What's that?
That's led to a dramatic decrease in grip strength.
What's that?
Fleshlights.
Oh. No.
You don't need to have as much grip strength anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But how will you fight off the invading hordes if you don't have grip strength?
With your fleshlight.
You throw it at them.
Yes. That is a bomb. That is a dirty bomb for sure.
You know
sure.
What's going to happen?
What's going to happen? Dirty bomb.
When the Russians come marching down Main Street and they pry the fleshlight out of your weak grip and then beat you with it, then you'll know. You're drowning in your own jizz.
They'll be drowning in my, like, as soon as they touch, like, it's all right. Yeah, it's cool. Like,
yeah, he's done butt stuff. It's cool.
It's all right.
He's done butt stuff.
He's done butt stuff. It's cool.
Do you imagine your fleshlight's a butt?
Well, don't they come as a butt? You can get it as a butt.
You can get it as a butt.
You can.
You can get it as a butt or a vagina or a mouth.
I don't get it.
You get it as a mouth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can actually. I've actually seen one in the catalog that had like Dracula fangs, which I completely do not get.
Some dudes like fang stuff.
Is that a thing?
It is a thing, sadly.
What isn't a thing?
Everything's a thing.
Everything's a thing.
Butt stuff's a thing.
Yeah. Well. So there you go. Actually, I blame the fact there used to be arcades where you'd go and one of the games was just seeing how much grip strength you had.
Mm-hmm.
That was a thing then. Now, yeah. No, what do you have? Go to the sporting goods store. What did they have? Grip strengtheners. What do we have now? Nothing.
All the sports stores are closed.
That's right.
And my Hulk Hogan like workout set when I was a kid, it had.
Yes, yeah. I had that too.
You had the Hulkamania?
Yes, right. With that poster.
Because,
yeah, totally. Oh my gosh. That was part of my parents' play to make me heterosexual.
That obviously worked for both of you.
Because
I totally remember that. It came with little weights and these squeezy things and a poster full of like
and
exercises for you to do.
And a jump rope. And a tape.
I do remember the team.
It was Hulk Hogan telling you to get Hulkasized. Hey, come on, my little Hulk maniacs.
All right.
Did you see he's becoming the president of, I might be messing this up.
No, total TNA Impact Wrestling, Billy Corgan from the Smashing
Pumpkins.
Yeah, he's been with them for like 6 months now. And basically they're an organization that's been running out of money. And so he keeps moving up the food chain because he keeps putting more money into it.
Oh.
It's like Amway. He's putting more money in, so he's moving up. But yeah, he's in charge now. And
I read the article 3 times trying to make sure it wasn't an Onion article.
It is not. Billy Corgan is there. I have seen him on TNA television.
Are they going to become very emo now?
That's extraordinary.
It is. It's extraordinary xylophone.
The killer in me is a killer in you. That's my Smashing Pumpkins impersonation.
That's actually pretty good. Now, during an interview in the Sarajevo Film Festival, Robert De Niro compared Travis Bickle, his character in the 1976 Scorsese film Taxi Driver, to Donald Trump.
That's awesome.
Saying what he's been saying is totally ridiculous. It's crazy. He's totally nuts. See, now Bickle is a fictional, mentally ill New York City taxi driver who attempts the assassination of a senator. Trump is really running for president. The resemblance is uncanny, like looking in a mirror and yelling. That's also John Hinckley's favorite movie, The Man Who Shot Ronald Reagan, who apparently has been released from custody now.
Yep.
So John Hinckley is out, and Donald Trump is...
Is he going to move to Sacramento?
No, I don't believe so.
John Hinckley?
John Hinckley? No, I don't think so. Don't know.
He tried to shoot Reagan here, right?
No, it was in D.C.
Who shot someone here?
Squeaky Fromm tried to shoot Gerald Ford.
Ah, yes.
There you go.
There you go.
There's your Sacramento
history fun fact.
By the way, in Major League Baseball, Aroldis Chapman served 30-day suspension earlier this year for a domestic violence incident. As he was leaving the mound in Chicago, because he's now playing for the Cubs, the DJ at Wrigley Field played Smack My Bitch Up.
Not appropriate.
Not appropriate.
Not appropriate by the Prodigy. Yeah, bad choice. The Cubs have apologized, and the DJ who did it has been fired.
Have they apologized for their season?
Being in first place?
I thought they were bad.
No, they're good this year.
For once.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. The Cubs are odds-on favorites to be in the World Series.
Yay, sports.
Do you remember when that video dropped? This is going way back. It was like, oh, we're going to play this video, and it's all of this. And so, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen The Prodigy, Smack My Bitch Up, it's a first-person video walking through, and all of a sudden there's someone smacking the hell out of a woman. At the end, it turns around, it's another woman.
So deep.
Right? Even lesbians are allowed to be domestic violence people.
They are.
Well, they're not really allowed to, but they are on occasion.
No, they get a pass.
Do they?
No, they don't.
Oh, okay.
They give a Home Depot discount card.
I thought they would definitely go to Lowe's.
A free oil change.
Lowe's.
I think that's definitely like a, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, lesbians.
Aren't they great?
I love lesbians.
They are. I like many lesbians. Like real life lesbians too, not just the ones in the movies.
I think that if it wasn't for, like, I had two experiences with people that were homosexual when I was a kid. One was my uncle who died from AIDS related illness, and he, you know, gay males and stuff like that. I knew about that when I was like in fifth grade. And then
were very bad times.
No, they weren't. He was a wonderful man. And then there's another lady that was part of my life when I was that age, who took me to, she introduced me to Robert Palmer as far as music.
It was really,
and then we went
and now you're going to defend her?
No. She took me to the fair. I remember she took me to the fair with a bunch of her girlfriends. And it was like, it was after that my mom's like, no, she's a lesbian, Jason. That's where her. And I was like, oh, and she was awesome. She was very positive. So I was like, no, they're just normal people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think is super interesting?
What's that?
When you ask, so it's happened a couple of times recently, and not necessarily in crazy liberal families, but if you say someone's getting married, the kids ask, are you getting married to a boy or to a girl? Isn't that a pretty big structural shift?
It absolutely is.
Pretty, like, in, like, 5 years.
Well, yeah, because, like, 3 years ago would be, are you getting gay married?
Oh, gay married.
And of course, if you say that, someone will go, it's not gay married, it's just married.
Oh, I got gay married. We had ice sculpture unicorn.
You totally did get gay married.
Yeah, you did.
There's no mistaking that.
I mean, shoot, the wedding I did, it was just a straight wedding. It was like, and a quick one, too. That.
Your gay wedding was a straight wedding?
It was straight, quick. Wow.
Oh God, I love you, Marilyn.
Oh, geez. All right, let's wrap this thing up.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. Time for small town news.
She's trying not to go into the light.
You mean like Gordy Little did?
Yeah, she's like looking at it.
First Gordy Little went into the river, and then he went to the light.
Hot granny alert!
Did you hear how Gordy Little passed away?
No.
I'll tell you after the show. We've talked about it on the show before. It's tragic. Yet somehow mildly amusing, if tragedy can be. But we've lost Gordy Little.
Oh, I know. He's the inventor of Segway? Oh, then never mind. The inventor of Segway died on a Segway.
He did, ironically.
That should be a thing. We should start Segway beer tours.
Ooh. Ooh.
But they're all hooked together.
Right.
So you don't go anywhere.
Yeah, they're inside a corral. So you can't veer off. It's time to go to Grand Forks, North Dakota for Marilyn Haggerty, where she writes about ribs, Bible camp, and constant change. Dear Bernice Flanagan, you were at a rib fest in the park at Edinburgh, North Dakota, when I tried to call you Saturday. You had someone else tending your general store. I didn't get a chance to call back because I was on my way to help judge the ribs and baked bean contest in the park in Reynolds, North Dakota. They have a great park, and it was full of people and their children having a good time. So I'm sending my weekly letter to you today before summer gets away from us. I know you've been on the board of the nearby Park River Lutheran Bible Camp, and some of the children from Grand Forks are up there this week. It's been a few years since I've visited your general store in Edinburgh. I wanted to get back. I know you always say if people can't find what they need in your store, they really don't need it. You've been around the block a few dozen times since you weighed in between 2 and 3 pounds when you were born in 1937. Lately, I've been rereading your life story in your book on Golden Wings. It's an inspiration, especially about your life with 2 sons after your husband, Jim, died in 1982.
Oh.
That was the...
I'm sorry.
It's not funny, Jason. It's tragic.
It's kind of funny.
It's like...
That was the end for you of life in Nash, North Dakota, where he was manager of the grain elevator. At that time, you said, when God shuts a door, he opens a window. Well, a visit to your store this summer is a summer adventure. I've been fascinated by the trains and the bird room. I love the little flowers along your main street. Edinburgh is the cleanest and neatest of all the little cities. The grass is greener than green here in Grand Forks, Bernice. My recent setback with an arthritic hip has given me the chance to sit back and read more. I especially like the part in your book where you reminisce. We didn't have electricity, plumbing, radio, or telephone, but we always had the Grand Forks Herald. I have never in my life been without the Herald. What we know is nothing is more constant than change, Bernice. I guess we've been around the block enough times to know that. We wouldn't want to go back to the days when we didn't have radios. In towns like ours, we know each other. We want to know who got married, who died, and what happened in court. Because in a small town, that's what's on the radio. So I guess the newspaper will still be around. We couldn't get along without the radio, but life is forever changing. We can't sit still. The one thing that never changes is the gentle art of letter writing. With all the best wishes, your friend Marilyn, hanging out on the west side of the Red River of the North and eating too many Mr. Good bars. This was published in the paper.
She's my favorite. I bet she's into butt stuff.
She has been for about 50 years.
She's been around the block enough.
Mr. Goodbars has a very different meaning.
Yeah, she's been around the block enough to know that butt stuff's okay.
I wonder if she has dentures. She could give a gummy.
Oh. That's what it sounds like. Have you ever gotten a gummy before?
No, have you? Is that why you volunteered at that retirement home?
Kind of feels like you imagine, like, if you've had a slug ever, like, on your hand before. That's kind of what it would feel like. That's what, like, imagine, like, 2 or 3 slugs, like, around.
I need to take a shower now.
If you go to Santa Cruz, you can get some banana slugs.
Hey!
All right, that's going to do it for
if
this.
If you go far enough into Sacramento, you can get a gummy for $10.
Yeah, exactly. Right by the river.
Yes.
By the river. Yeah, as long as you're not particular if it's a guy or a man, a woman.
A hole's a hole's a hole.
It's true. That's hard logic to argue with.
Oh, man.
Larry, thanks for coming in and doing the show.
It was wonderful.
It was great to have you. Great to see you again. Jason, Kareem, as always, thank you guys.
It was a blast.
What number is this?
This is show number...
Sorry to put you on the spot.
434.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. Five plus years now of the Nate Darling Show. All the shows available on NateDarlingShow.com anytime for free.
Also available on tape if you send in a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Nate Darling Show somewhere in West Sacramento, California.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Just walk it, drop it on the corner in Broderick. Walk around Broderick and go, I got the tapes.
Give it to the mayor of West Sacramento.
That's right.
He's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I walked by his abode today.
You wouldn't be the first man walking by his abode.
I heard he's into butt stuff.
He is 100% into butt stuff. That is correct.
All right, everybody. I hope you have a great week. I hope this helped your Monday go a little bit faster. We'll be back on Wednesday. Mel Gelbart back next week.
Oh, Mel Gelbart.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see those perkies.
Yeah, those pearly ones. The last time she was here, we were talking about broken penises, and I thought she was going to fall off her chair laughing.
Does she still sing Small Town News?
No. Maybe next week.
Can you ask? I'll listen next week.
Yeah, we'll do it next. We'll
I also, I when you Facebook Live, I watch sometimes.
Oh, awesome. We'll have to do that more.
Because I'm into butt stuff.
That's right. You never know when that's going to break out.
With Mel here.
She's always up for some butt stuff.
She's a wild one.
Well, I just wanted to bring Jason back to some Robert Palmer.
Yeah, that's great. I meant Robert Plant is what I meant. Not Robert Palmer. Robert Plant.
They're two very different people, they
are,
Jason.
They are.
You're ridiculous. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. And remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.